Your taillights in the dust. You call your mama, I call your bluff. In the middle of the night, pull it right back up. Yeah, my friends say let her go. Your friends say what the hell. I wouldn't trade your kind of love for nothing else. Oh baby, last night we let the liquor talk. I can't remember everything we said, but we said it all. You told me that you wish I was somebody you never met. But baby, something's telling me this ain't over yet. No way, it was our last night. We said we'd had enough. I can't remember everything we said, but we said too much. I know you packed your shit and slammed the door right before you left. But baby, baby, something's telling me this ain't over yet. No way, it was our last night. No way, it was our last night. I know you said this time you really weren't coming back again. But baby, baby, something's telling me this ain't over yet. No way it was our last night. No way it was our last night.
Leaning into local radio. 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. A Homeland Security report uncovered what it called a stunning lack of planning by the Secret Service leading up to the July assassination attempt on former President Trump. More from ABC's Chief Justice Correspondent Pierre Thomas.
The review also details ongoing flaws that could lead to tragic results today. The panel said it found corrosive cultural attitudes regarding resources and a troubling lack of critical thinking before, during, and after the assassination attempt.
Former President Trump has no campaign events today, but he will attend the Al Smith dinner in New York. Vice President Kamala Harris skipping that dinner, but she is campaigning in Wisconsin. The Los Angeles Archdiocese will pay $880 million to settle decades of child sex abuse allegations. It's the largest payment from any archdiocese. In Simpson County, Mississippi, south of Jackson, three people were killed, four seriously hurt when a bridge collapsed as it was being prepared for demolition. This is ABC News. More tensions between North and South Korea as the North is revising its constitution to specifically call South Korea a hostile state.
The disclosure comes 2 days after the North blew up frontline road and rail links that once connected the country with the South. North Korea's parliament met last week to rewrite the constitution. Leader Kim Jong-un had called for the change to designate South Korea as the country's main enemy, remove the goal of a peaceful Korean unification, and define the North's territorial sovereignty. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
A dramatic conclusion to Game 3 of the WNBA Finals.
Sabrina Ionescu with the biggest shot in Liberty history.
Call on ESPN as the star hit a long-distance three to put New York up by three. They won the game, taking a 2-1 series lead over the Minnesota Lynx. They can win their first title in Game 4 tomorrow. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Vice President Kamala Harris is in Wisconsin today for campaign stops in La Crosse, Milwaukee, and Green Bay. It's her sixth trip to Wisconsin since becoming the Democratic nominee. Republican Donald Trump was last in Wisconsin on October 6. He has no events scheduled in Wisconsin for now. People in Wisconsin are getting text messages with misinformation about how to vote. Wisconsin Elections Commission Administrator Megan Wolf says campaigns like these are frustrating.
If you're seeing questionable information, go to the official source, which is your local clerk, your county clerk, your state's election official, or you can go to myvote.wi.gov.
Messages aimed at college students warn of huge fines for voting irregularities, but advocates say the intent is to scare young people into not voting at all. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
My son Aiden has asthma. Secondhand smoke has triggered his asthma so bad to the point where he had to end up in the emergency room. And he has spent multiple nights in intensive care. Now he's on a whole bunch of medications. My tip to you is don't be shy to tell people not to smoke around your kids.
4 out of 10 U.S. kids are exposed to secondhand smoke. If you or someone you know wants free help to quit smoking, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
The Packers getting ready for the Texans. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers host the Houston Texans Sunday at noon. Houston with a record of 5-1. I asked Jordan Love about the Texans defense, ranked third in the NFL.
Definitely a very good defense. I think all around, you know, they got very good players everywhere. So I think it all starts up front. They got a really good D-line, some good edge rushers, coverages, everything. I mean, in the back end is very good. Their DBs are good. Linebackers are good. So I think they're a solid team all around.
College football, the Badgers on the road Saturday at Northwestern to play the Wild Cats. Kickoff in Evanston at 11 a.m. NBA, the Bucks holding practice before flying to Dallas, where they'll play the Mavericks in their final preseason game tonight. The Bucks' Bobby Portis on how the team has responded during practice.
It's been fun, man, especially this preseason. We've been practicing a lot more than we probably ever have, and we've been getting better as well, so I like our chances this year, man.
That's the Bucks' Bobby Portis with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Well, lots going on in the local sports scene. We've got Shawamigan and Phillips eight-man football. Shawamigan Buttered Up Mercer co-op team will be hosting Phillips tonight at McDonald Field, 7 o'clock. That game tonight right here on 98Q, the Civic Media app, 98QCountry.com. Also, the high school cross-country teams in action at their conference meets today. The Shawamigan and Phillips teams will be down in Prentice for their conference meet, and the Butternut cross-country team members will travel to Hurley for their contest today. And state tennis gets going today. Good luck to Sarah Barton competing in singles at the state tennis tournament, and the doubles team of Alyssa Erickson and Lila Biller competing for the Lakeland girls tennis team this weekend.
Outdoor News is brought to you by J&A Services.
Attention outdoor enthusiasts! J&A Service Marine and Power Sports is now open in their new location inside the former Suburban Furniture Building on Highway 182 in Park Falls, Wisconsin. They service all marine and power sports backed by years of experience. Enjoy summer rentals including boats, wave runners, pontoons, ATVs, and UTVs. Explore their showroom stocked with EGL and BMS dirt bikes, scooters, VV electric bikes, plus Tail Youth ATV scooters and kids dirt bikes. Gear up with climb and fly performance gear and accessories. Watch for MiroCraft boat sales and service. Taking orders now. Open weekdays 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Weekends by appointment. Complimentary mounting and balance included with any tire purchase from J&A Services Marine and Power Sports. Now located at W7361 State Highway 182 in Park Falls, Wisconsin.
I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Hunt. When you're talking about a duck decoy spread, how many spinning wing decoys is too many? How many spinning wing decoys is not enough? Both good questions, and I'll give you the answers, but first.
Sick of eating tag soup? It's time to own your odds this fall with Onyx Hunt, the GPS hunting app trusted by millions of hunters. Now you'll have access to nationwide public and private land ownership information, waypoints, optimal wind for each stand, tracks, and much more. All at your fingertips. Go to onxmaps.com/hunt and use code ODN20 at checkout to receive 20% off your membership. That's code ODN20.
When you're setting up your decoy spread for ducks, how many spinning wing decoys should you have? Well, according to the successful hunters, three is the minimum, and you can't have too many. But they're expensive, so having three can sometimes be a trick in that decoy spread. Some I've seen only have one. But if you have a minimum number of spinning wing decoys, you should set that decoy or decoys up properly. Make sure you set them up downwind. You want that wind at your back when you're setting up your blind or positioning your boat. And you want to make sure that when you set up that spinning wing decoy, you've got it downwind far enough so that when that duck comes in to that spinning wing decoy and flares to land, you want that duck you're going to shoot to be landing about half the distance that your gun has range for. But without spinning wing decoys, a duck decoy spread is not that effective. So make sure that you get as many as you possibly can into that duck decoy spread so that you can kill some ducks this year. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Northwoods Weather. Sunny and windy today. Our high right around 65 this afternoon. The wind out of the south at 15 to 25, gusting to 35. Tonight, clear breezy, 44. Tomorrow, sunny and breezy with a high near 70. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35. 98 Q Country.
Stadium, and I wrote your number on the 50-yard line. You were always a perfect one and a valedictorian. So under your number, I wrote "Call for a good time." I only wanted to get your attention, but you overlooked me somehow. Besides, you had too many boyfriends to mention, and I played my guitar too loud. How do you like me now? How do you like me now? Now that I'm on my way, you still think I'm crazy standing here today. I couldn't make you love me, but I always dreamed about living in your room. Took off to Tennessee, I heard that you made fun of me. Never imagined I'd make it this far. Then you married in the money, girl. Ain't it a cruel and funny world? He took your dreams and he tore them apart. He never comes home and you're always alone, and your kids hear you cry down the hall. Alarm clock starts ringing, who could that be singing? It's me, baby, with your wake-up call. How do you like me now? How do you like me now? Now that I'm on my way, you still think I'm crazy standing here today. I couldn't make you love me, but I always dreamed about living in your radio. How do you like me now?
Dashboard singing R.E.M. under summer stars. Never lean back on a jet black Chevy blowing smoke rings in the dark. You don't wanna be a rumor girl, and I feel just the same. Yeah, I know that you don't know me well, but we can make that change. When was the last time you did something for the first? Baby, something new is what you're needing. Like a real night, let your hair down, feel alive. When was the last time you did something for the first time? Say you never drank from the bottle of some $2 wine, run barefoot through the mud. Never had the right kiss stolen from your lips while you watch the sun come up. Well, I know your friends are watching. chance, girl, I'm daring you. When was the last time you did something for the first time? Yeah, let yourself go, baby, follow that feeling. Maybe something new is what you're needing, like a real night. Let your head down, feel alive. When was the last time you did something for the first time? Come on, follow that feeling. A baby, something new is what you're needing. Like a real night, let your head down, feel alive, alive. When was the last time, oh, you did something for the first time, girl? Tell me, baby.
Sometimes you need something to, you know, to wake you up in the morning. It's a good one.
98Q Country.
We were sitting up there on your mama's roof, talking about everything under the moon, with a smell of honeysuckle and your perfume. All I could think about was my next move. Oh, but you were so shy, so was I. Maybe that's why it was so hard to believe when you smiled and said to me, are you gonna kiss me all night? Are we gonna do this so wide? I think you know I like you a lot, but you're about to miss your shot. Are you gonna kiss me all night? That I ever had, except for that long one after that. And I knew if I wanted this thing to last, sooner or later I'd have to ask for your hand. So I took a chance, bought a wedding band, and got down on one knee. And you smiled and said to me, are you gonna kiss me all night? Are we gonna do gonna kiss me all night? Are we gonna do this or why? Look at all the love that we got, it ain't never gonna stop. Are you gonna kiss me all night? Yeah, baby.
I was all but 22, I think, at the time. I'd been out on the road, lonely at night, and it'd been a while. So it was on my mind. I saw him walk in with his cowboy hat, and I thought to myself, I could use some of that. His boots like glass on a sawdust floor had moves like nothing I'd ever seen before. So I walked right up and I pulled him to the side. I handed that man a beer and looked him in the eyes, and I said, baby, I think you're gonna wanna hear this. Then I told him, excuse me, you look like you love me. You look like you want me to want you to come on home. Baby, I don't blame you for looking me up and down across this room. I'm drunk and I'm ready to leave, and you look like you love me.
Well, I was down at a local beer joint few of the guys, but this cute little country girl caught my eye. And boy, let me tell you, she was the prettiest thing I'd ever seen in a pair of boots. Well, she walked right up to me, handed me a beer, gave me a look like, let's get out of here. And that's when I realized that she was every cowboy's dream come true. She told me this right here. She said,
excuse me, you look like you love me. You look like you want me to want you to come on home. And baby, I don't blame you for looking me up and down across this room. I'm drunk and I'm ready to leave, and you look like you love me. I could use some of that. Don't waste your time. Just give him this here line. Goes a little like this. Excuse me. You look like you love me. You look like you want me to want you to come on home. And baby, I don't blame you for looking me up and down across this room.
Without the caffeine.
It's the best start to my day.
98Q Country.
Her telephone rang about a quarter till nine. She heard his voice on the other end of the line. She wondered what was wrong this time. Never knew what his calls might bring. With a cowboy like him, it could be anything. And she always expected the worst in the back of her mind. He said, it's cold out here and I'm all alone. Didn't make the short go again, and I'm coming home. I know I've been away too long. I never got a chance to write a call. And I know this rodeo's been hard on us all. But I'll be home soon. And honey, is there something wrong? She said, don't bother coming home. By the time you get here, I'll be long gone. There's somebody new, and he sure ain't no rodeo man. He said, I'm sorry it's come down to this. There's so much about you that I'm gonna miss. But it's alright, baby, if I hurry I can still make Cheyenne. Gotta go now, baby, if I hurry I can still make Cheyenne. Left that phone dangling off the hook, then slowly turned around and gave it one last look. Then he just walked away. He aimed his truck toward that Wyoming line. With a little luck, he could still get there in time. And in that Cheyenne wind, still hear her say, she said, don't bother coming home. By the time you get here, I'll be long gone. There's somebody new, and he sure ain't no rodeo man. He said, I'm sorry it's come down to this. There's so much about you that I'm gonna miss. But it's alright, baby, if I hurry I can still make Cheyenne. Gotta go now, baby, if I hurry I can still make Cheyenne. Never knew what his calls might bring. With a cowboy like him, it could be anything. And she always expected the worst in the back of her mind.
A little George Strait at 98Q Country. Beautiful Thursday for you. Temperatures low mid-60s. Keyword today is Chuck's. If you have not qualified for our backyard barbecue yet, put that Civic Media app on your phone. It's absolutely free. What's nice about having that Civic Media app on your phone is you can listen to 98Q and our sister station, Trail Mix 103.1, anytime, right on your phone. Put your, you know, Bluetooth earbuds in, and you can listen right through your phone, right through your phone. Good stuff. Also, you can use that to text us. Not only text us to enter the contest, but there's going to be future things we do where we encourage you to text us to communicate with us via that. So just put that Civic Media app on your phone. It'll do you some good. And text us the keyword Chucks, C-H-U-C-K-S, Chucks Little Station, one of our sponsors. See how it works? Of the backyard barbecue. So get yourself qualified for the event on Wednesday, October the 30th at 5:30. If you show up that day, you're going to win something. You might win the backyard barbecue for up to 15 people. And a grill, courtesy of the folks at the Lanes and Northern Lights Inn in Park Falls. And that's where we will hold the backyard barbecue. Big event is at the banquet hall at the Lanes there in Park Falls. Birthdays and anniversaries are next. If you have somebody celebrating, we would just love to wish them a happy day and give them a chance to win the Super One cake tomorrow. 715-762-3221. We'll get to our birthdays, anniversaries after our twice an hour news and sports.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. A Homeland Security report uncovered what it called a stunning lack of planning by the Secret Service leading up to the July assassination attempt on former President Trump. More from ABC's Chief Justice Correspondent Pierre Thomas.
The review also details ongoing flaws that could lead to tragic results today. The panel said it found corrosive cultural attitudes regarding resources and a troubling lack of critical thinking before, during, and after the assassination attempt.
Former President Trump has no campaign events today, but he will attend the Al Smith dinner in New York. Vice President Kamala Harris skipping that dinner, but she is campaigning in Wisconsin. The Los Angeles Archdiocese will pay $880 million to settle decades of child sex abuse allegations. It's the largest payment from any archdiocese. In Simpson County, Mississippi, south of Jackson, three people were killed, four seriously hurt when a bridge collapsed as it was being prepared for demolition. This is ABC News.
Pacific Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Vice President Kamala Harris is in Wisconsin today for campaign stops in La Crosse, Milwaukee, and Green Bay. It's her sixth trip to Wisconsin since becoming the Democratic nominee. Republican Donald Trump was last in Wisconsin on October 6. He has no events scheduled in Wisconsin for now. People in Wisconsin are getting text messages with misinformation about how to vote. Wisconsin Elections Commission Administrator Megan Wolf says campaigns like these are frustrating.
If you're seeing questionable information, go to the official source, which is your local clerk, your county clerk, your state election official, or you can go to myvote.wi.gov.
Messages aimed at college students warn of huge fines for voting irregularities, but advocates say the intent is to scare young people into not voting at all. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
I'm the threat that's already inside the house. I can't be scared away or negotiated with. You can't call the cops on me. You can't even see me. I'm the threat of family fire. And as long as your guns aren't stored securely, I'll be there. Protect your family. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
The Packers getting ready for the Texans. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers host the Houston Texans Sunday at noon. Houston with a record of 5-1. I asked Jordan Love about the Texans defense, ranked third in the NFL.
Definitely a very good defense. I think all around, you know, they got very good players everywhere. So I think it all starts up front. They got a really good D-line, some good edge rushers, coverages, everything. I mean, in the back end is very good. Their DBs are good. Linebackers are good. So I think they're a solid team all around.
College football, the Badgers on the road Saturday at Northwestern to play the Wildcats. Kickoff in Evanston at 11 a.m. NBA, the Bucks holding practice before flying to Dallas, where they'll play the Mavericks in their final preseason game tonight. The Bucks' Bobby Portis on how the team has responded during practice.
It's been fun, man, just this preseason. We've been practicing a lot more than we probably ever have, and we've been getting better as well. So I like our chances this year, man.
That's the Bucks' Bobby Portis. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Community events on 98Q Country are brought to you by Forward Bank. Looking for hunting land, cabin on the lake, maybe a large home for your growing family, or maybe you're planning to build your dream house? Forward Bank has been helping families and communities since 1919. The tradition of treating customers like family is supported by a broad line of construction, land, home equity, and mortgage loans. Come see the experts at Forward Bank for your financial needs. Get started today with the online mortgage application at forward.bank or call 762-2411 or 339-3223. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Let's do some birthdays and anniversaries. Happy birthday wishes. Stoney Reeves is celebrating a birthday today. Susie Garnett, both want to wish you a very happy birthday there, Stoney. And we have Linda Hill from your husband. Linda, happy birthday to you on this Thursday, the 17th day of October. And if this is a big day for you, you get to share your day with other celebrities like country music artist Jameson Rogers, who is 37 today. Felicity Jones, she received a Best Actress Oscar nomination for The Theory of Everything back in 2015. She is 41 today. John Rocker, the Major League Baseball pitcher, was involved in a controversy that stemmed from racism, sexism, and homophobic comments that he made in a Sports Illustrated article. He also disparaged New York and its fans. He is now a columnist, of course. Why not go on to be a columnist for for a conservative political website? He was on the 29th season of Survivor, too. Nothing ends careers anymore. 50 for John Rocker. You just go on to be a social media star. Eminem, the Detroit rapper, actor, and author, has won 15 Grammys. Never has there been a more controversial pop rap star than Eminem, and yet a more popular one, too. 52 for Marshall Mathers III. Eminem. Norm Macdonald. I've been seeing a lot of his clips on Reels in the past couple of years. He had a very dry sense of humor. Saturday Night Live, he was notoriously fired from Saturday Night Live for continuing to put O.J. Simpson jokes on the Saturday Night Live news, much to the chagrin of the producers and the people who ran Saturday Night Live. It led to him being fired. Norm Macdonald, born in 1963, he passed in 2021. One of the voices of Beavis and Butthead, Mike Judge, he's the guy who created it, King of the Hill also, Silicon Valley. Mike Judge is 62 today. Alan Jackson, the Georgia native, has sold more than 44 million records in the U.S. 9 of his albums are multi-platinum. He has a couple of Grammys, 16 CMA Awards, 17 ACM Awards. He's pretty popular. He goes to do a concert and he draws a pretty big crowd. He's a legend. 66 for Alan Jackson today. Margot Kidd, the actress from Superman and others, born on this day, 1948, passed in 2018. George Wendt, Norm, the portly actor, forever known as Norm on Cheers, of course. Norm is 76 today. Michael McKean, the actor, comedian, musician, writer, 77 today. Also, Earl Thomas Conley, the Ohio-born singer. Hits included Holdin' Her and Lovin' You, What I'd Say, Right From the Start. Born on this day, 1941. He passed back in 2019. Evel Knievel, he had quite a life. Watched a documentary on him a few months back. His lifestyle is exactly what you would expect. if you were around at the time of Evel Knievel and just his whole persona, you watch a documentary and you're like, sounds about right. So Evel Knievel liked to line up buses and jump them. He liked to, he was a daredevil. And he was a businessman. He was a, I don't want to, con man might be a stretch, but he was a businessman. He not only did it, but he sold it too. The Snake River Canyon thing where he did the rocket over the Snake River Canyon. That was a very interesting part of the documentary I watched. Evel Knievel, born on this day, 1938. He passed in 2007. Tom Poston, the comic actor from TV's The Steve Allen Show. That was the week that it was. Mork and Mindy. He passed away back in 2007. Tom Post, born on this day, 1921. And Arthur Miller, the acclaimed playwright, All My Sons, Death of a Salesman, he wrote that. And a screenwriter, was married for a time in the 1950s to Marilyn Monroe. Yeah, Arthur Miller, born on this day, 1915. He passed back in 2005.
Join Heckman Auctions' exciting fundraiser for St. Anthony's Church at 276 South Fifth Avenue, Park Falls. The auction supports the St. Anthony Church's fundraiser, with bidding closing online by 7 p.m. October 22nd. Preview items in person at St. Anthony's Church the same day, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Bid on children's toys, books, clothing, baby gear, classroom supplies, commercial furniture, restaurant equipment, playground gear, and much more. Visit HeckmanAuction.com or download the free mobile app to bid. Heckman Auction. Heck yeah.
Witches, vampires, werewolves, and ghouls, it's time for Jack's Corner Bar's Halloween Bash on Saturday, October 19th. Costumes are essential, with cash prizes for the top three. The spooky fun starts at 8 p.m. featuring music by Days of Jamaica, plus dastardly drink specials and food. So be there or be scared for a howling good time at Jack's Corner Bar on Cedar Street in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Guests must be 21 to enter.
With Progressive, you get more than savings. You get access to us through our mobile app, online chat, or by phone.
Oh, I see what you're doing here, Jamie. Giving me all these ways to stay in touch so I have no excuse not to. Well, you're in luck, because this guy's in the market for a new BFF.
Actually, all our customers can contact us this way.
Oh, yeah, no, I was just kidding.
But I am always up for Taco Pizza!
Jinx!
Get help from Progressive through the website, app, chat, or phone. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Sunny and windy today. Our high right around 65 this afternoon. The wind out of the south at 15 to 25, gusting to 35. Tonight, clear, breezy, 44. Tomorrow, sunny and breezy with a high near 70. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 36.
98Q Country.
They roll the sidewalks in this town all up after the sun goes down, and say nothing good happens here when midnight rolls around. But laying down would be in vain. I can't sleep with you on my brain, and I ain't anywhere close to tired. Your kiss has got me wired. Girl, you got the beat right, killing in your Levi's. High on your love has got me buzzing like a street light. It's still early out in Cali, baby, don't you wanna rally again? Find a row with no name, lay back in the slow lane. Sky's dropping, Jupiter around us like some old train. We'll be rolling down the windows, I bet you we'll catch a nice second wind. We don't have to go home, we can leave the night on. We can leave the night on. Are turning blue, just kiss the clock to 22. Baby, I know what you're wishing for, I'm wishing for it too. Now all the lights are flashing gold, nobody cares how fast we go. Our soundtrack's in the stereo, the DJ's on a roll. Girl, you got the heat right, killing in your Levi's. High on your loving's got me buzzing like a street light. Still early out in Cali, baby, don't you wanna rally again? Find a road with no name, lay back in the slow lane. Sky's dropping, Jupiter around us like some old train. We'll be rolling down the windows, I bet you we'll catch a nice second wind. We don't have to go home, we can leave the night on. We can leave the night.
Riding on a midnight bus bound for Mexico. One was headed for vacation, one for higher education, and two of them were searching for lost souls. That driver never ever saw the stop sign, and 18-wheelers can't stop on a dime. There are three wooden crosses on the right side of the highway. Why there's not four of them, heaven only knows. I guess it's
not what you take. When you leave this world behind you, it's what you leave behind you when you go. That farmer left to harvest a home and 80 acres, the faith and love for growing things in his young son's heart. And that teacher left her wisdom in the minds of lots of children, and did her best to give them all a better start. And that preacher whispered, can't you see the promised land, as he lay his bloodstained Bible in that hooker's hand. There are three wooden crosses on the right side of the highway. Why there's not four of them, heaven only knows. I guess it's not what you take when you leave this world behind you. It's what you leave behind you when you go. That's a story that our preacher told last Sunday, as he held that blood-stained Bible up for all of us to see. He said, bless the farmer and the teacher and the preacher who gave this Bible to my mama, who read it to me. There are three wooden crosses on the right side of the highway. Why there's not four of them, now I guess we know. It's not what you take when you leave this world behind you. It's what you leave behind you when you go. There are three wooden crosses on the right side of the highway.
98Q Country.
Cheaper than a dang old shrink.
So that's why. All right. I was always wondering. Justin Moore in 98Q Country, never a more appropriate song for the state of Wisconsin. We have high school football tonight. Phillips, Shawamigan will do this from McDonald Field tonight at 7 o'clock. Both teams, just so you know, eight-man football has restrictions on enrollment. They take a three-year average. And Shawamigan and Phillips are just, I mean, just above the average. So they are not playoff eligible. But the game they're playing tonight has an effect on the playoff process because of strength of schedule and such. And it also is a huge game for Phillips because if they win, they will win the conference title outright. If they lose the game, pretty good chance they're going to share it with somebody else. So that's how the whole conference thing works. So you win it, you win the whole conference. You don't, and then that Riblake-Hurley game they're playing tomorrow night will have conference implications. So the Loggers trying to win it outright. Shawamigan, Butternut, Mercer, 8-man co-op team trying to play the spoiler tonight. McDonald Field, 7 o'clock. We'll have it for you. Steve Jetland will bring you the call of the game tonight right here and on that Civic Media app on your Android or iPhone.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by a Better Wisconsin Together Action. www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Safety in school means looking out for one another. Always communicate with teachers and staff about your concerns. When we work together, we build a community where everyone can learn and thrive. Let's keep our kids safe. This message is courtesy of Janik and Sons Excavating of Phillips, now selling and servicing central boiler systems.
Visit Ken's Carpet Center in Phillips, Wisconsin, and get your best night's sleep on a spring air mattress set. Queen and full sizes on display with twin and king available. Plus, Ken will deliver no charge within 40 miles of Phillips. At Ken's, you're going to find several types of flooring and carpeting by Mohawk with installation right from the store. Also, shop a variety of consignment furniture and other unique items on display. Open 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday, Ken's Carpet Center is your K&B appliance outlet also. Stop in today or call Ken's Carpet at 715-339-4838 for measurements and installation. Ken's Carpet. Right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin.
Get winter road ready with a set of new tires from D&D Tire and Auto Center in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Purchase your tires today and receive free rotations for the life of the tires. Don't wait and ensure your safety on the road this winter at D&D Tire and Auto Center, your essential stop for worry-free fall color drives.
98Q Country.
Swear that you're staying single, next thing you know, you meet a girl at a bar, and next thing you know, you get her laughing, it's 2 a.m. You're telling your buddies, 3 months in, and she ain't moving in, but next thing you know, there's a U-Haul trailer, next thing you know, your old apartment, it's y'all's new place, there goes the carpet, but the deer head stays. Next thing you know, you're saving money like never before, just spend it all at a jewelry store. Getting down on one knee on her mama's porch, just pray she don't say no. Next thing you know, your best man gives a half-drunk speech, and you sunburn on a honeymoon beach, and your left hand's getting used to that ring, and there the next 2 or 3 years go. Next thing you know, weren't really trying, next thing you know, there's a test on the counter, next thing you know, she's standing there crying, nodding her head yes, you're half excited, half scared to death, cause next thing you know, you're wearing scrubs and a funny white hat and a
Doctor saying, how you doing there, Dad? And nobody's ever called you that. And you take the drive home slow. Next thing you know, it's first steps, first dates, first car. It's 11:01, wondering where they are. You're saying that a USC's too far. It's amazing how fast 17 years go. Next thing you know. Next thing you know. Next thing you know, you get to know your wife again. And you're more in love than you've ever been. With a lot of years of remember wins and still some down the road. Cause next thing you know, you got a yard full of your kids' kids. And you take them to church, teach them to fish. And you tell them stories every chance you get. About how fast this life down here can go. Next thing you know. Next thing you know.
All of your favorite country music.
I listen all day.
24 hours a day.
24/7.
Free.
Just pop it in for free.
Right here.
98Q Country.
Now, Daddy didn't like trouble, but if it came along, everyone that knew him knew which side that he'd be on. He never was a hero for this county's shining light, but you could always find him standing up for what he thought was right. He'd say, you've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. You've got to be your own man, not a puppet on a string. Never compromise what's right and uphold your family name. You've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. Now we might have been better off or on the bigger house if Daddy'd done more giving in or a little more backing down. But we always had plenty just to live in his advice. Whatever you do today, you'll have to sleep with tonight. He'd say, you've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. You've got to be your own man, not a puppet on a string. Never compromise what's right and uphold your family name. You've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. I know that things are different than they were in Daddy's day, but I still believe what makes a man really hasn't changed. You've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. You've got to be your own man, not a puppet on. Compromise what's right and uphold your family name. You've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. You've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything.